Stark, this is Rick Tidding on Terry Bohannon. Terry, T-E-R-R-I. T as in Thomas. T-E-R-R-I, Terry. Bohannon is B as in boy. B-O-H-A-N-N-O-N. Bohannon. N as in Nancy. B-O-H-A-N-N-O-N. Date of birth is 7/2/64. Date of visit is 4/18/24. Please make a copy for David Weinrich, M.D. W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 59-year-old female who has a history of smoking. I'm sorry. This is a 59-year-old white female who has had a history of persistent cough and wheezing, has a prior history of asthma. The patient as been using a has been using a nebulizer with a Duonep solution as needed, and she has periodically been treated with prednisone to control her symptoms of wheezing and cough. A most recent episode of bronchitis was a month ago, and she is weaning off prednisone. And does complain of shortness of breath with exertion. Period. She does not have chest pains. And she presently coughs up very little mucus. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of diabetes mellitus, history of a fall while at work at a power plant in 1989, at which time she suffered severe injuries. To the legs and knee, requiring extensive surgery on the leg. And has been disabled since then. She also had a fractured arm and has had several knee surgeries and has had a history of asthma since childhood. There's a history of C-section in 95. She also had fractured arms in 1970. The patient has depression. And has peripheral neuropathy. Next, for allergies to walnuts and bees. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke. Denies significant alcohol intake. Next paragraph. Allergies to. Oh, can you also mention in the allergies? She has allergies to red dye. And please add in the past history, the patient had an appendectomy in 1982. Next, family history. Father had a history of strokes. Mother died of brain cancer. And her sister had a history of ovarian cancer and throat cancer. Next, paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has epigastric distress, no nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. And no leg edema. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And she has no seizures, headaches, or numbness in the extremities. Denies urinary frequency or flank pains. And she has glaucoma. And denies vertigo or hoarseness or nosebleeds. Next, med list included duonebnef, TID, duloxetine, 30 milligrams BID, buprenorphine, 8 milligrams BID, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, and meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged, white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, clubbing, no peripheral edema. Blood pressure 134 by 80, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 202, saturation 96. HEND and non-cephalic, pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes toward both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart is irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, varicosities, minimal edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with nerve dose, motor deficits, cranial nerves ghosting intact. Skin, no lesions, and noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis, number 2. Allergic rhinitis, number 3 is number 3 is degenerative arthritis, number 4, depression, number 5, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Can you please also change the habits in the smoking habits? The patient had a history for smoking for over 25 years and quit more than a year ago. And please add in the allergy section iodine as one of the allergies. Okay, next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and CBC and IgE level and eosinophil count. Also advised to get a polysomnographic study. She was placed on Ventolin, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And a follow-up visit we arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Weinrich, MD. Dr. Susan.